Let's trust and believe that our faith will be even stronger after we've heard the message, because we're told that faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. I have a title for our teaching today, and that is God Sets the Bar to Our Faith. God sets the bar to our faith. It's interesting in life, but to see a standard of something, it very often requires somebody to set the bar. We often see that in sport, particularly when you get the Olympics come and everything. Somebody will go that extra lap or a few seconds breaking the record or whatever it would be. And so one becomes aware that a level, the bar, is set. And that can be in many walks of life. Great writers, artists, sculptors, in many fields where you see people are breaking the norm. They're rising above, going that step further, and as we call it, setting the bar. And Jesus, he set the bar with regard to faith, our belief. That is why he is our example to our faith. We cannot and do not look to any other, because he met the demands of faith. He met what God required of him in his simple, childlike believing. And God does exactly the same with us. Let's turn to John 15 and verse 5. John 15 and verse 5, where it's speaking of the vine, the true vine. And we see in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. It's really the latter part of that verse that I really want to hone in. Of course, he's speaking about us bearing fruit, how we're grafted into the vine, so it's all God's handiwork. But he says here, with regard to all of this, for without me you can do nothing. And that is also with regard to our faith. God gives us the ability to believe. We are able to believe the impossible. We are able to believe that those mountains will be removed and cast into the sea. Else Jesus would not have said it. And we know many times where Jesus admonished them for their lack of faith, that they didn't believe. He even says that all it takes is a mustard seed of faith, and that mountain will be removed. So we're constantly aware that God sets the bar to our faith. And he will always challenge our faith, that it's reaching out for more and more. That is the nature of faith. We've often indicated it as like a muscle. And muscles have to be used. And sometimes muscles are stretched. And so it's the same with our faith. And that's why we walk by faith day by day, and what we meet within that day. And to rest and know that whatever we meet, whatever the situation, whatever the trial, the faith is there to believe, to overcome, to endure, to confess, to stand. Because God has set the bar. Now, we so often underestimate the power of the new birth. We still don't fully appreciate and understand what happened when you became a new creation in Christ. The very power of God, the very power of Calvary, the power that raised Christ from the dead and rose him into glory to be seated at the right hand of the Father, is the same power that works in your life and my life. It's in the Greek that dunamis power, which means explosive. It's dynamite. It breaks up the fallow ground. It breaks and explodes the obstacles, anything that gets in the way of it, in that sense. And you see, the deeper life which we preach is characterized by a consecration of faith and belief. That is the essence of the deeper life. It's that consecration to a walk of faith. And the bar is a total walk of faith. That is what the Spirit is doing with us. It's not just the faith, not just believing, but a total faith and trust in God, His Word, His promises. You see, our walk is distinguished between manifestations of the Spirit and the deeper life in the Spirit. You see, manifestations of the Spirit, people want to see something. They want to see the manifestation. They want to see the miracles. They want to see God in action. And who doesn't? Who doesn't? But very often we don't experience that. That doesn't happen very often. And there's a good reason why. Because those entering into a deeper life and walk with God come into the full stature of Christ. And there is the difference. The deeper life in the Spirit, which requires the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is to bring you into full stature and identity of Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And those that are following signs, sadly, we're told that God ultimately rejects a lot of those. And we've got scripture for that in Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. They were lawless. They weren't considering that there's a deeper walk with God. They were wanting the emotions. They were wanting to be busy doing. That is what they want as their Christianity. And that is not enough. They are failing to see that God sets the bar to our faith. And He sets that bar because nobody can attain it in the flesh. Nobody can attain it by being religious or busy or doing. It can only be attained through the baptism of the Spirit coming into the fullness, the stature of Christ. And the Spirit of God will do that in your life and heart. If you are willing, if you believe. That you can go into the fullness, into maturity, into sonship. That is what the Spirit is wanting to work now in these last days. God sets the bar to our faith to ultimately move beyond self, to move beyond emotions, feelings that can so govern our faith. And that's why it requires the cross, which we too are to take up daily and to follow. Because the cross is in your life to deal with you, self, to root out unbelief and hardness of heart. And it does. The cross is there for commitment, to raise you above most of what you see today in Christendom. There's a lot of shallowness in Christendom. So much we find in churches is just entertainment. But the cross and its message is to raise you above self, to deal with that self that will always cause you otherwise to compromise. That self, if not dealt with, will not have that faith to stand and endure in these last days. And that's why God sets the bar to our faith. You see, faith is not some attempt to try and make it happen, which we've all done in the past, and we found ourselves falling flat on our face. It's not an attempt. It's not trying to make faith happen. I've known some Christians that have tried to make a revival happen in churches. You can't do this sort of thing. That isn't what faith is for. You see, most with faith think it for themselves. And there's the deception. There's the problem. A lot of faith that is taught today, and the faith and prosperity, is all about me, myself, and what I can gain, what I can get, and God will give me everything, and so on. That's about as far as faith goes. Faith for my loved ones, salvation for my husband, my wife, my home, my holidays, my marriage, jobs, my health. And all that has a place, don't get me wrong. They are the promises of God. But if that is all your faith is focused on, you have failed to understand the deeper life in the Spirit, because our faith is ultimately to bring us into the fullness of Christ, to experience Him and Him alone. That is what it's for. And that is why God sets the bar. You see, Jesus displayed that in his life, in his ministry, and with his disciples. He was always revealing faith, and that God, his Father, set the standard, the bar to that faith. And that's why the disciples kept marveling. They kept sort of thinking, well, how can anybody live this? How can anybody walk like this? Whoever can be saved? They raised all these questions. You've raised those questions. You sometimes said, Lord, I don't think I can go on. I don't feel I've got any more faith. I feel I'm going under and everything. But brothers and sisters, that is good. Because that is a sign that you are calling out, you are realizing something is greater needed in your life. And that's why God brings us to the end of our emotions and our feelings. And they have a place, don't get me wrong. Because God has got to set the bar to our faith. And Jesus displayed this. Jesus never got excited when a miracle happened. He never jumped up and down and said, oh, see, look how faithful my Father is and everything. No. It was just miracles happen in Jesus' ministry like naturally breathing. He believed it. He expected it. It's what our life is as a Christian. It's part of the Christian life. It's what we are to experience. Miracles should be there. Healings, deliverances, all of that. It hasn't changed. God doesn't change. It's because we have hardness of heart. We don't believe. And so God says, right, I'll get you to believe. I'll set the bar. And it's my standard. And you do two things. You either stay or you run away. But we're staying. Because we know that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And there it is. It's Christ doing the works through us. It's not about you. It's not about me. That is why Jesus revealed, I can only do that which the Father reveals. He knew that the healings and the miracles and everything were done by his Father. And him getting all excited and let's have a revival and everything, all of that gets in the way of glorifying God. That is why many times when Jesus did something or a miracle or whatever, he hid. Or he said to them, go away and tell no one. Of course they did. What is that all indicating? It's indicating giving God the glory. And he will. God knows how to glorify his name. He doesn't need your help, your interference in doing it. The works, your faith will do it. You don't have to advertise this like so many do today. God is well able to magnify, advertise himself in and through you. And he will. Jesus never wavered in his daily walk. He was constant, faithful. He just moved and went wherever his Father led him. By the Spirit. He never asked anyone's decision or thoughts. He didn't need to, because he was one with God. He knew what his Father was saying. He was in constant fellowship with him. And that is the bar to our faith. Now, only God can work a constant fellowship 24/7 in you. You can't do it, but as you believe, as you make yourself available, and as you yield over to him, you will find he is there. His presence is there. You're talking with him through the day, or offering up prayers, and listening to what the Spirit is saying. Just how Jesus walked. It's no different. The Lord never asks for directions. You don't see him walking on the road, stopping someone and say, can you give me the right directions to Jerusalem or whatever? He didn't need that. He knew he was being led by his Father. That was his spiritual sat-nav. The Spirit was leading him. Guiding him, because God was setting the bar of faith in and through him, the standard. He never asked, how long will it be? When is this going to happen? I prayed for this person, it's now 2 days and they're not healed yet, it's not manifested. That wasn't in his life, in his thinking. Because it was happening through him. And that is what is to happen with you. He never asked or begged for food or clothing. Because he knew his heavenly Father would clothe him, would feed him, protect him, preserve him. Because he was seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The same principle in your life and my life. And yet we can still get anxious and worried and so on. That is why God is setting the bar to our faith in these days. because the church has got to be restored back to believing. A godly believing, a holy believing. Not a lot of what we see today. And we are in the times of restoration, when all things are being restored, coming, getting ready for the Lord Jesus to come and return. But the bar of faith, the standard of faith, has to be set, has to be seen before he returns, as the bride is making herself ready. You see, Jesus never kept asking his Father's will, or why, or when, or whatever. He didn't do that. He didn't need to. Because God had set the standard within his life and heart and walk. And God is doing exactly the same in you and I. He's setting that standard. And he will do it. And all he asks of you is simply to believe and to yield to him and not resist him. And he will do it. And so Jesus didn't do these things that we do because he simply believed. He knew his Father loved him. He knew that he would never forsake him or leave him. And that's what God is revealing to you. And that's why he sets the standard in your life. And that's why you don't fit in anywhere. We've all tried going somewhere else, trying to listen or whatever it is. And believe me, I'm not the only one preaching this. So don't get me wrong. But there's just something within us that wants to be built up in our faith. That there's something within us. We don't want it compromised, watered down. There's something within us needs to be challenged, to be taken to another higher level. And we don't let go. That's the spirit within you. That's God given. God gave you that. Even before the foundation of the world, God called you for a higher walk with him in these closing days. And there's a higher walk if we want it, and it's the deeper life. And some choose it, and some don't. Some are quite happy just to make it in by the skin of their teeth. Some are just happy to be Sunday Christians. But something within us, we want that experience 24/7. And if we're not getting it 24/7, then we become very concerned and something is wrong. Because God has put that within you, those godly affections. And that's why Jesus never had to learn the standard of faith. Because the standard of faith was being displayed through him. If you want to see the object of your faith, keep your eyes and heart and whole being on Jesus, because he is your faith. And how did Jesus learn all of this? Because he had to. Yes, you've sorted it out. Hebrews 5 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. Though he was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And so his obedience and the things that he suffered brought that perfection in his life. Be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now we know that that is not a sinless perfection, but it is a perfection where you have come to a place of completion. God has done a completed work. He is pleased with you. And that is what we ultimately are all coming to. And we'll know when he's pleased with us, because the rapture will take place for the overcomers. So we get this idea more and more of what God was doing through Christ, Christ is now doing through us. It's no different. The same standard that he walked by is the same standard that you walk by as well. And never take a substitute. Never take less than what God has, which is the very best, the standard, the bar that he has set for faith. And yes, like Jesus, you go through trials and tribulations in which he works this standard and maintains that standard. You see, if you are walking and maturing in the deeper life, then your faith and its standards are operating daily. And you will soon know if it's not, because you are led by peace, by God's presence. And so we do know, and we find that there is that love, that unbroken fellowship, there's that desire within us to obey by yielding. There's that desire to pray, to intercede whenever the Spirit calls us to do so. And yes, even the persecutions and even the times when we're rejected, it's all part of it because Jesus was. Remember when Jesus gave his first sermon, his first teaching, they tried to throw him out of the temple. It was rejected. So it's nothing new to us as well. That's why when I preach a teaching like this, many, many churches, they don't want it. One of my first preachings years and years back was rejected and exposed. And I felt a complete failure. I felt I'd let the Lord down, the people down, and I wept before God. And then God began to speak. And he said, it's not you they have rejected, it is me. And I soon began to learn what he was doing in and through me. As I bring this to a conclusion, there's a statement that Brother Freeman said years ago. And he said this, unless there is total trust in God for all our needs and in every circumstance of life, then our lives will continue to be largely occupied with the manifestation to the cancer of self. I think that's a pretty strong statement. He calls the self its cancer. And it eats. And if you don't deal with it like cancer does, it spreads. And the only way the self, the you, is dealt with is by your cross that you too take up daily and follow the Lord. Only the cross can deal with self, because self is the biggest hindrance to your faith. Self will always resist the bar, the standard that God has set. You see, self will always hinder your faith. Self often is an emotion. If self is present, then your faith is based on emotions and feelings. And it can't be based on that, because your emotions, your feelings, they change. They're like the wind. Our faith can only be based on God's word, the promises of his word. Now, if you feel excited about that, well, praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. But the point is, your faith isn't in that. Your faith is in what God has said, what he has promised. And he said he will do. And you see this faith today that's so moved by feelings and emotions. God, open my eyes to this. And you probably have seen this. But the Lord impressed to me, he said, that is the devil's substitute to faith. And I thought, why have I never seen that before? But there's a time for everything. So a lot of this froth and bubble, emotions that is based around faith, is the devil's substitute. And we know that Satan substitutes everything that God says and does. That is why he can come like an angel of light. And if it were possible, even the very elect could be deceived. So brothers and sisters, no matter how you feel, whatever the day has been, your faith is in God's revealed word, the words, the promises. And this is where he sets the bar to our faith, so that it is the standard that glorifies his name. It is the standard of which he will answer. He will glorify his name through you. He will be there when you lay hands on the sick, when you cast out demons. He will give you the words to speak. And it just goes on and on. He will give you the prayer of faith and that belief and that simple childlike faith. Because our Father wants to step the bar of faith in our lives infinitely more than even we do. So how much more? The days of doubting him, questioning him, have to go. Just simply trust him, believe him, and let the life of God live his life in through each of us for his glory. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that you've spoken life into our hearts today. You again have revealed your standard. Forgive us, Father, that we compromise. We try to bring you down to our levels. And it's our emotions and our feelings and, yes, despondency and disappointments that can do this. But Jesus was never moved by this. He never allowed it to hinder his faith. And he did show emotions. Yes, he did cry at times. But he knew that that was not to affect his faith. Help us, Father, to overcome in this. Teach us more and more to walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, above all, enable and help us to always keep our eyes looking to Jesus. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is now upon me. The captives free to open prison doors and make the blind to see. The Spirit of the Lord is now on the captive. Captives free to open.